Rod Jensen joins us live over the phone this morning. Rod, the president of the Bank of Star Valley, also president of the Wyoming Bankers Association, and recently appointed to the Wyoming COVID-19 Task Force Incident Response Task Force by the governor. And Rod's with us this morning. Good morning, Rod. How are you today?
I hope everybody out in Star Valley is doing great as the kids are all home and challenges are being presented.
Right, yeah. So Star Valley and, of course, Kemmer, Diamondville, Bridge Valley all with us this morning as well. And Rod, wanted to talk about being on the Incident Response Task Force. And I know that this is a governor-appointed task force. And so what does this mean to be on the task force? What does the task force do and what's your role on it?
The task force, the governor has created a number of task forces, one of which is financial. And Madam Auditor Christy Racines is chairman of that. And there are 40 individuals through Al Wyoming, a number from banks, SBA, communication systems. And the goal is to try to minimize as much as possible the financial impact that going to happen to Wyoming with this basically stay-at-home policy. It is a great concern for a number of small businesses which have been closed, ordered closed, and how do we help them get through this to try to revive the Wyoming economy?
You know, Rod, not only those that have been ordered closed, and I guess just yesterday the governor actually ordering some more businesses like salons and barber shops to close up, tattoo parlors, those types of things. But even those that are open, the effects are being felt by this. And so as the task force talks about the options, what are some of the things that are being discussed to help the economy and not just the economy overall, but really the nuts and bolts to help the business owner and employees?
Now, it's really going to come down to what the individual financial institutions can do. First, SBA, and with SBA has brought a program to help impacted businesses. We are sending out information, all banks have that, to our customers, that there are loan programs to help them cover the lost revenue of this crisis. It's going to be a hard thing to do, but they are low rate, and talking to all the Wyoming bankers, and we have had a number of board meetings with Wyoming bankers, I can tell you banks all across Wyoming are being very proactive in this. We are seeing extensions, modifications, and basically telling consumers and businesses, as you are impacted, please, please, please get with your financial institution, whether it's the Bank of Star Valley or any other bank. Talk to them about what you can do, and the banks are there to help. Largely foregoing payments, forgiving of payments. I know fee reductions. Banks are acting right now in a very progressive manner to try to help the Wyoming economy through this basically self-induced coma.
So it's an opportunity for businesses to lessen the blow. If I'm understanding.
It is, and honestly, my best advice is talk to your banker. Bankers, we want everybody to get through this and be able to recoup and reorganize. Typically, in a shutdown like this, as an economist, I would expect a very vibrant and steep-shaped recovery at the end. However, the critical part now is to get everybody to the point to where the recovery begins.
Rod Jensen with the Bank of Star Valley, Wyoming Bankers Association, and the Wyoming COVID-19 Incident Response Task Force joining us this morning. Rod, I'm sure you've been watching, as most people have, what's been happening on the federal level as far as the economic stimulus and, the politics and back and forth. But how is that going to help the Main Street business? If that were to happen, how does that help the Main Street business?
Basically, I fear politicians are good at handing out money at a time of crisis. I am not sure. I mean, the U.S. already has a large deficit to add what they are now talking, $2 trillion, and then the Fed printing another $4 trillion, has ramifications. In the short run, there definitely will be help. Anybody gets a check, I mean, it's going to help you get through this. And there are people who right now are not being paid because they are being sent home, and they are in truly a crisis. But with additional funding for unemployment and those issues, and then funding for SBA and particularly the medical center and the medical industry, in the short run, it's going to help us get through this, I guess, would be my sum. I guess the long-term costs would be somewhat concerning.
Rod, you mentioned those that are being sent home and loss of employment because of COVID-19. Now, for those that aren't business owners but just working and struggling to get by, are there any options available for them to make ends meet?
I know almost every bank, including the Bank of Star Valley, has sent to our consumer customers or an extension for 3 months to say, you know, if you got a consumer loan and you can't make the payments, let's just reset and move forward. Most banks have done that. I know fees are being reduced. And again, talk to your bank. We actually have been discussing here, as well as across Wyoming, ways we can help consumers. And there may be a demand for small consumer loans just to get through this crisis. I know a lot of employers are continuing to pay employees at some rate, but not all can afford to do that. And there are many out there who have lost their income stream, which will definitely impact them. So please, Rod, talk to your banker.
Rod, this morning during the weekday wake up, we've been talking with our listeners back and forth about the president's hope that by Easter, 2.5 weeks from now, we can start to see the economy get back to work, basically, and start to things open up. As the task force has looked at long term, how long are the projections? How long can the state of Wyoming hold out as things are now? Is there a point where you look at it and say, if we don't get things going by about this time, we're going to be in a hard time to recover?
You know, in reality, I hope, and no one knows that, but I am definitely hoping by the end of April we see the virus at least peak and become more manageable so the healthcare system can manage it as it continues to go through the community. The concern, this whole sequestering issue is if it basically becomes an exponential growth, the healthcare community will break down and be unable to actually handle the situation. So the whole goal is to try to get it to peak and to start leveling off. And in reality, I know President Trump is pushing for Easter. I am personally hoping that in April we are back to some degree of normalcy. I'm not sure it'll be the normalcy we had 3 weeks ago, but I truly expect, yes, you are right. We cannot go on this way forever. The U.S. economy is not made to be shut down.
Rod, thanks so much for your time. Anything else regarding this that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, just a couple issues. And then I want everybody in Star Valley and Kimmer and all the areas to just take a deep breath. I mean, Wyoming people are unique. I truly believe there's this innate, independent self-reliance, internal strength, strong character, and compassion. We're going to make it through this. I mean, this is neighbors helping neighbors, and we're going to do it. My banks are open. Do not worry about banks. I do would comment. I see a lot of people trying to draw out cash. My advice is don't. You don't know where that cash was a day ago. You don't know where it was 5 minutes ago. For all you know, this cash is coming in from the epicenter of, like, Seattle, and you're taking it home and putting it in the house. You're much safer to use debit cards and credit cards, which can be sanitized after each use, and they minimize hand-to-hand contact. And also, Duke, tell everyone to please, please be careful of scams. I know the state of Wyoming has seen increased scams. There are a lot of emails being sent out with attachments, and those attachments could be dirty and may be dirty. So if you're not expecting an email, don't open attachments. And call whoever sent it to you, because there is an increase. There is a business out there that's taking advantage of this, and that is the dark side of the world. So be extremely careful. And also, my last advice, Duke, is tell everyone, talk to their banker. We are here to help you get through this. We have the financial footings, the ability, and we just want to talk to everyone that's impacted and try to figure out a way to help them weather this storm. Thank you.
Very good, Rod. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.